Xi Van Fleet, a survivor of Mao's China and author of Mao's America, recently shared her experiences and insights on the Megyn Kelly Show podcast, drawing startling parallels between the gender policies of communist China and the current transgender movement in the United States. Growing up during the Cultural Revolution, Van Fleet witnessed firsthand the impact of Mao's policies on traditional gender roles. She explained how the communist regime aimed to eradicate gender differences, forcing women to dress and act like men. This push for gender equality wasn't about empowerment. It was about control and conformity. Van Fleet sees similarities in today's America, where the transgender movement is gaining traction. She pointed out that both ideologies seek to blur the lines between male and female, albeit with different methods and motivations. Under Mao, we were all forced to be the same, Van Fleet recalled. Now, in America, it's not the government forcing this change, but there's social pressure to conform to these new gender norms. The author expressed concern about the impact on children, particularly in schools where gender ideology is being introduced at younger ages. She fears that this could lead to confusion and long-term psychological effects, much like the cultural upheaval she experienced in China. Van Fleet's comparison might seem unexpected to some, but her unique perspective offers food for thought. It's a reminder that seemingly progressive ideas can sometimes have unintended consequences. While the situations in Mao's China and modern America are vastly different, Van Fleet's warnings shouldn't be dismissed outright. Her experiences provide a valuable lens through which to examine current trends critically. As the debate around gender identity continues to evolve, it's crucial to consider diverse viewpoints and historical context. Van Fleet's story serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of ideological extremes, regardless of their origin.